to Housing Now, a national data on rental affordability, particularly in regional parts of Australia, has deteriorated even further over the last year. The data is contained in the 11th Annual Rental Affordability Index by SGS Economics and Planning. After a decade of declining affordability, many urban areas are seeing a stabilisation, but households in many capitals are still spending nearly a third of their income on rent, with Perth being the hardest hit. Perth single mother of two, Emily Clements, has been working part-time while also raising two children. She told SBS meeting the costs of housing is challenging.
It's never been within my radar that I could never provide for my kids. It's always been promised to me by the government, promised to me by various, in the education system, everywhere it was promised to me that this is a country that is wealthy and that I'm going to be able to capitalise on that. And that hasn't happened. I don't have that for my kids.
Western Australia's Housing Minister John Carey says the government is doing everything it can, citing a $5.8 billion in housing measures and 3,800 social homes built in 4 years.